When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, February 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The January inflation report did not go over well with Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 526 points, or nearly 1.5%, to close at 35,241. The Nasdaq finished down 304 points, or 2.1%, and all 11 sectors of the S&P 500 finished in the red. The broad index was down 83 points, or 1.8%. Investors sold their positions in response to last month's inflation coming in at 7.5%, boosting the chances that the Federal Reserve might take a more aggressive path on interest rates. The economic uncertainty also pushed the yield on the all-important 10-year U.S. Treasury note above 2% for the first time since 2019. That pulled the tech sector sharply lower. Qualcomm, Advanced Micro Devices, and Adobe each fell more than 5%, while Apple was down 2.4%. Also among the day's losers was PepsiCo. Shares fell 2.1% after its CFO said that higher costs could weigh on the company into next year. One bright spot was Walt Disney. Shares rose 3.4% a day after the company reported 11.8 million new subscribers for its Disney Plus streaming service. And shares of the customer service platform Zendesk rose 10.7% after the Wall Street Journal reported it received takeover approaches from Thoma Bravo and other private equity firms. Zendesk is also facing a proxy fight from an activist investor. And in Hong Kong, China Evergrande shares rose 5.4% after reports that the embattled property company plans to restore construction and sales activity while avoiding a fire sale of its assets. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.